Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. For today, mostly sunny skies, upper 80s. Winds will be from the east between 5 and 10. Tonight, partly cloudy, isolated showers and thunderstorms in the upper 60s, around 70. Winds will be from the east. For tomorrow, sunny skies, again, upper 80s, around 90. Winds will be from the south between 5 and 10. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy at 70. And Friday, sunny skies, temps in the upper 80s. Right now, it's 64.
Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier. While the COVID-19 pandemic has exposed more than just to economic issues in the communities across the state of Kansas, but also lack of internet access for many communities that are trying to do virtual classes going into the fall semester.
Trying to give every student an equitable and platform to learn and the same opportunities as best we can in that home situation. Internet's a vital piece of how we're going to make that work.
That was Stacy Durste, superintendent for Kiowa County Schools. That includes Greenberg, Haviland, and Mullenville. And KSN News reports that local broadband companies did step up to provide free access in the springtime, but they're working on long-term solutions. In other news, the Kansas Department of Health and Environment has issued a boil water advisory for Harper County. As KWCH reports that if your tap water appears dirty, flush the water line by letting the water run until it's clear and boil water for 1 minute prior to drinking or food preparation, or to use bottled water. Mid-America Network News.
When America needed us to build, we built. Masks, ventilators, shields. When local communities and frontliners needed support, Ford dealers answered. And now we're open and ready to serve you. With special offers like 0% APR financing for 72 months across the Ford lineup. Stop by a Ford dealership or go online. We've made it safer to shop, easier to buy with 0% APR financing for 72 months across the Ford lineup. Built for America. Built Ford proud. Available on select 2019-2024 vehicles only. Not available on Super Duty, Mustang, Shelby, GT350, GT500, F-150 Raptor, and F-650 and 750. Not all buyers will qualify for Ford credit financing. 0% APR financing for 72 months at $1,389 per month per 1,000 finance regardless of down payment. Program number 21142. Residency restrictions apply. For all offers, take new retail delivery from an authorized Ford dealer stock by 6-1-20. See dealer for qualifications and complete details.
A review of records shows that Kansas residents who want to learn about their state legislators' financial interests have about a 32% chance of not finding the information online. To see a report that's not online, a resident must visit or call the Secretary of State's office in Topeka. Secretary of State Scott Schwab's office said the issue is about a third of lawmakers file the disclosures on paper rather than online, and outdated equipment prevents staff from uploading the forms to the computer system that can be quickly accessed by voters. An office spokeswoman says they're working on the issue currently. And police in Kansas City say hit and run crash involving three vehicles has left one driver dead and closed a bridge for hours. Police say the crash happened around 7:30 a.m. on Monday on the 7th Street Trafficway Bridge. Investigators say the crash happened when a speeding pickup truck crossed the median and sideswiped a car before crashing head-on with a white utility truck. Police say the male driver of the car died at the scene while a passenger in the car and the utility truck driver were uninjured. Police also say the driver of the pickup ran from the scene. So far, they have announced no arrests in the incident. Mid-America Network News.
The press reports a Democrat-linked super PAC is meddling in the Kansas Republican primary. Why are national Democrats spending big money to help Kris Kobach win the Republican primary for Senate? Because the Democrats know they can beat him. They beat him 2 years ago for governor. They also know Kobach used to be pro-abortion. That's right. As reported in the Kansas City Star, as a state Senate candidate, Kobach said, quote, "I support a woman's right to choose an abortion in most circumstances." Did you hear that? In most circumstances? Now Kobach's trying to cover up his liberal abortion record. Pro-abortion election loser Kris Kobach. No wonder Democrats like him. Don't let Democrats think they can fool us. Say no to Kris Kobach. Plains PAC paid for and is responsible for the content of this advertising. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee. www.plainspac.com.
Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier. An eastern Nebraska man has been arrested on suspicion of shooting his teenage son. The Omaha World-Herald reports that the shooting happened on Monday morning in a Louisville home. The Cass County Sheriff's Office says a deputy had been to the home around 10:30 a.m. for a domestic disturbance between a 53-year-old man and his 16-year-old son. Officials say the deputy de-escalated the disturbance and left to meet with a prosecutor to discuss child removal options when he was called back to the home because the father had shot the teen. The boy was flown to a hospital where he was in serious but stable condition. In other news, college athletes in Nebraska may soon be able to sign endorsement deals with sneaker companies, car dealerships, and other sponsors under a bill approved by lawmakers. Lawmakers gave the measure final approval on Tuesday with a 37-6 vote. The measure would apply to student athletes at the University of Nebraska and its smaller state colleges. It would cover athletes in all sports, although Nebraska's football, basketball, and volleyball players are likely to have the most money-making opportunities. Mid-America Network News.
Everyone in Northeast Kansas is looking to resume normal activities. One of those is healthcare. Community Healthcare System is taking every precaution to maintain the highest level of safety. So don't put off checkups or other needed medical care. Call for an appointment knowing that we are carefully screening patients and visitors, as well as our associates, while doing extra cleaning, infection control training, maintaining social distancing in waiting areas, and much more. For more details, visit chcsks.org. Community Healthcare System. We are here to enrich the health and lives of the people that we serve.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Area schools are grappling with a changing set of start dates for the upcoming school year, with initial guidelines introduced by the State Board of Education and then the governor's announcement of a delay until after Labor Day. The State Board has yet to weigh in with a response. Area districts have taken the subject under discussion at recent regular board meetings, with several special board meetings also slated. In a letter to parents this past weekend, New Marysville USD 364 Superintendent Michael Couch addressed plans to return to direct classroom learning, but spoke to a remote learning option for parents with additional concerns regarding COVID-19. Those choosing remote learning will be expected to supervise students directly for 3 to 4 hours each day. A tentative start date of September 8th is suggested. Couch went on to address athletics and activities, stating that there is a remote possibility at this time of losing a scheduled football game or two, but the Kansas State High School Activities Association is working to ensure that all events that are on the calendar are allowed to take place. We'll continue to follow this developing story with area districts and announce further plans as specifics are lined out. Marysville High School graduation is this Sunday, July 26th. Plans have been adjusted to host the event outdoors at Homer Hansen Stadium beginning Sunday at 2:30. The ceremony will be abbreviated to accommodate the warm weather. Spectators are encouraged to wear masks and social distance. Graduation is also planned this Saturday at Valley Heights at 11 a.m. and Sunday at Axtell at 3 p.m. The Nebraska State Activities Association is preparing to begin the 2020 fall sports season as currently scheduled. First practices for football, volleyball, cross country, girls golf, boys tennis, and softball are to begin August 10th. The health and safety of student participants, coaches, and officials has been a priority in working with activities and member schools. This will not change. Modifications may have to be made. The Activities Association will continue to work with the Nebraska Department of Education, the Governor's Office, and local health departments to make the best decision for students and member schools. The annual Washington County Fair is underway. The horse show is Wednesday, along with open class judging, the pet show, and swine show. Activities continue through Saturday. There will be no carnival games this year, but other events, including parades, both Friday and Saturday evenings are planned, as well as entertainment both those evenings. Tune to KNDY for continued updates and reports from the Washington County Fair. The full schedule is on the Washington County Fair Facebook page. Loreen A. Peters, age 88, of Lynn, passed away July 11th. Private service to be held Thursday, 10 a.m. at St. John's Lutheran Church, Palmer. Burial in the church cemetery. Visitation Wednesday, 1 until 8, at the Ward Funeral Home in Lynn, in charge of arrangements for Loreen Peters. On the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch menu today, Ritz chicken, rice, a whole wheat roll, California blend, and fresh fruit. Tomorrow, barbecue meatball, cheesy potato, Malibu blend, and mandarin oranges. KNDY News time is 7:14.
We are all working through this difficult time together. we want you to know Blue Valley Technologies is here for you. Whether you are serving on the front lines, transitioning your business to a new norm, or studying and working from home, we are working very hard to keep our communities connected during this pandemic. Stay safe, stay healthy, and stay connected. From all your friends at Blue Valley Technologies.
The 106th District needs a strong voice to represent rural agricultural communities. This is John L. Unger, and I have over 35 years of professional experience in resource conservation and land improvement fields. I will use my background in working with ag producers, federal and state agencies, and non-governmental organizations to represent agricultural and rural communities and build the local economy. A vote for me is a vote for you. Vote John L. Unger, Republican Representative for 106th District on August 4th. Paid for by John L. Unger for State Representative Kathleen M. Unger, Treasurer.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Looking at the surface map for this Wednesday, we have a frontal boundary across the central and east central parts of the Midwest that will bring us just isolated chances for some showers and thunderstorms, mainly this afternoon and into this evening. Otherwise, this frontal boundary will move off towards the east, and it looks like we're going to see dry weather for tomorrow, continuing into the start of the weekend. We are going to see temperatures warm up back into the 90s starting Saturday. So looking at the forecast for this Wednesday, sunny skies, upper 80s, winds will be from the east at around 5 miles an hour. Tonight, partly cloudy, isolated showers and thunderstorms in the upper 60s. For tomorrow, mostly sunny skies, upper 80s. Winds will be from the south between 5 and 10. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy, around 70. As into Friday, mostly sunny skies. That's your forecast from the Weatherology Weather Center. I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford.
Average high temperature late July, 90. Recent record high, 104 in 2017. The average low 69, the record low 57 in 2009. Sunset this evening 8:47, sunrise in the morning at 6:17. Morning sunshine 66 with light winds here at the studios. That's check of the morning news and weather for this Wednesday, the 22nd of July. KNDY News Time 7:16. I'm Bruce Dierking reporting.
With United Bank and Trust online banking, you have access to your hometown bank 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year at ubankonline.com. You can view account balances, access statements, and transfer money between your UBT accounts. You can also view account activity, pay bills, and even make loan payments without being limited by banking hours. Simply visit ubankonline.com to learn more. Online banking with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Re-elect Angela Heckey, Marshall County District Magistrate Judge. Judge Heckey has over 30 years' experience working in the criminal justice field, serving 16 years as your District Magistrate Judge. She continues to work hard to assure the citizens of Marshall County have access to a fair and impartial judiciary. She has heard over 2,100 child in need of care cases, over 3,000 criminal matters, hundreds of probate and civil action cases. She has the right kind of education and experience needed to serve the citizens of Marshall County. Vote education and experience. Vote Angela Heckey.
This is Angela R. Heckey, and I approve this message.
How the NFL will keep its players safe, and Gabe Kapler speaks out about taking a knee. Hello, this is Rich Cantu on sports. As the NFL and its players' union inch closer to an agreement on health and safety protocols, the league says it will allow teams to carry up to 80 players at the start of training camps, as opposed to the usual 90 in an effort to maintain social distancing at team facilities. While agreements have been reached on several key issues, including daily testing, ESPN NFL insider Dan Graziano says there are others that remain unresolved.
Two big sticking points. One is the ramp-up period, the acclimation period in training camp. And then the big question, the opt-out procedure. If you decide you want to opt out, or if you're in a high-risk medical group and you want to opt out of the season, what happens to your contract?
The NBA unveiled a Black Lives Matter print on the court it will use for the league's restart in Orlando, ESPN's Lisa Salters.
When you see it right there along the sideline in front of the scorer's table, it's moving. It makes a statement.
This is ABC Sports. San Francisco Giants manager Gabe Kapler spoke out after he and several other players and coaches kneeled during the national anthem prior to the team's exhibition with the Oakland Athletics. Kapler says the team will continue to have important discussions about using their platform to advocate for social justice, and added that he saw nothing disrespectful about what transpired.
I see nothing more American than standing up for what you believe in I see nothing more patriotic than peaceful protest.
Rookie outfielder Jalen Davis said the support he received from several veteran teammates meant a lot to him.
I had a couple guys come to me, like Hunter and Yaz, talk to me about it and told me not to worry about, like, being the first-year guy or anything. If I felt comfortable doing it, then I should do it.
The Canadian Football League's Edmonton Eskimos say they will begin a comprehensive engagement process to change the team's name. The club will go by the Edmonton Football Team until a new name is decided. This is Rich Cantu, ABC.
Friends, I am Lisa Mosier, candidate for the District 106 seat in the Kansas House of Representatives. Respect for human life from the moment of conception to the moment of natural death is the paramount issue of our time. Without life, a government of the people, by the people, and for the people becomes irrelevant. As your representative in the Kansas legislature, I will fight for the weak and vulnerable of our society. Thank you for your vote in the August 4th primary. This message paid for by Mosier for Kansas House District 106, Martha Pat Brady, Treasurer.
From AgView.net, I'm Ken Rogers with Ag News. BASF and Corteva both filed motions to request a rehearing on a court decision that vacated registrations for dicamba herbicides. The U.S. Court of Appeals for the Ninth Circuit last month vacated the registrations for three dicamba herbicides, including BASF's Ingenia, Corteva's Fexapan, and Bayer's Xtend. Specifically, a BASF's petition requests a review of the decision by a panel of 11 judges from the Ninth Circuit instead of a three-judge panel that issued the previous decision. This request for in-bank review, according to BASF, is necessary to correct errors by the panel in issuing a decision inconsistent with basic due process and administrative law principles. BASF says the panel's decision undermines the EPA's authority to make science and data-based regulatory decisions to determine which herbicide products are safe and effective to meet the challenges that farmers face. Further, the company says the decision was unprecedented and devastated tens of thousands of farmers who rely on dicamba. USDA yesterday announced approximately $15 million to help socially disadvantaged and veteran farmers own and operate successful farms. Funding is made through USDA's Outreach and Assistance for the Socially Disadvantaged Farmers and Ranchers and Veterans Farmers and Ranchers Program, known as the 2501 Program. This program, administered by the USDA Office of Partnerships and Public Engagement. For 30 years, the 2501 program has helped reach socially disadvantaged farmers and ranchers who have experienced barriers to service due to racial or ethnic prejudice. The 2014 Farm Bill expanded that program to veteran farmers and ranchers, and the 2018 Farm Bill increased mandatory funding for the program through fiscal year 2023. That's Ag News from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
Hello and good Wednesday morning. I'm your farm broadcaster, Sam Speck, with your latest market information right here on the Mid-America Ag Network. Well, as we start off a new work day, let's first recap at how things finished up for the Tuesday round of trading. And through the ag commodity boards, we saw a mostly mixed finish for the day. Through the grains, the livestock, the energy markets did trend upwards for the day, and the metals had a big day. But first, let's start with the grains as the corn complex finished lower. September corn finished down 5.5 to 322.75, with December down a full nickel, sitting at 330.75. The wheat complex led the charge yesterday. Chicago Spring, Kansas City wheat all finishing higher. September KC wheat up 7.5 to 442.5, with December to 453.75. That was up 7.25. Weaker for the soybeans as August beans dropped 6.5 cents, finishing to 896.5. September to 891 a bushel. That was down 5.75. Soybean meal also finishing sharply lower. August down a full 3 to 285.60. But soy oil stayed resilient. August finished up 14 points to 30.07. Cotton eventually finished in the red. October cotton down 8 points to 62.91. A volatile day of trading. Did see the rest of the back months mostly mixed. Mixed in the livestock as yesterday finished for the feeder cattle mostly higher, though August did finish down 27 cents to 141.32. September down 2 cents to 142.97. Then again, as mentioned, mostly higher beyond that. The live cattle was nothing but lower numbers. August live cattle finished at 101.85. That was a drop of 42 cents. October down 25 to 106. 6-12. Lean hogs did see a more positive day. August hogs to $51.47. That finished up $1.07. October back to $50.02. That was up 82 cents on the day. Energy markets were higher, with crude oil up $1 to $51.81 a barrel. Unleaded gas, heating oil, and natural gas all in the green. July silver had a whale of a day, finishing up $1.44 to $21.56 an ounce. Gold was up $26, but the dollar index was a bit lower. Sam Speck with the markets on the Mid-America Ag Network.
It's time again for Farming America. I'm Steve Alexander with information about the world's most important industry, agriculture, of course. We're talking again today with Machinery Pete and his efforts to shine a little bit of a spotlight on the high school kids whose tractor restoration projects, well, they didn't go anywhere because there were no state fairs or county fairs to take them to. More about that after this.
Orion here, and if you are looking to increase your profit per acre, and who isn't these days, then I urge you to check out Flora. FLURA has cultivated premium genetic hemp strains from a company of innovators, farmers, and researchers that deliver the highest quality seeds and the infrastructure you need to support your farming operation. Call Jeffrey at 312-206-1864. Check out flora.com.
Imagine working all school year, one shop period at a time, restoring grandpa's or grandma's old tractor back to factory fresh. That's what a lot of high school kids did this year, but when it came time to show them at county and state fairs, well, there weren't any county and state fairs, thanks to COVID-19. Greg Peterson, who goes by Machinery Pete on Twitter and Facebook and YouTube, is offering to shine a spotlight on these kids who send him videos and pictures of their restoration projects, some before and after photos, and he'll share them with his many thousands of followers. Recognition is one thing, but Pete says there's more.
To me, the interesting part was what the kids learned in the process of the restoration, the planning. You know, you got to budget your time because these are busy kids. They might be involved with sports or music and got school going on, but you got to get this project done.
Budgeting money too. Some of these projects,
yes,
can be quite expensive.
Absolutely. And of course the kids have to document all their costs, key pictures, videos even of the before and after and the during process, the painting, the prepping, the parts. So tremendous experience for these kids to do a project like this and then have to present it at the county and state level to, you know, a board of experts. And you know, so I think I was a real quiet kid in high school. I think you can develop increased confidence by having to present projects like this. And then also you get to the end and you look back and you go, look at this thing at the start, and now look at it. And then it sort of is, you know, as you encounter other challenges in life, whether they're in the classroom or whatever, it's like, you know what? I can do this. I've done hard things before, and I'll do them again. So I'm a huge fan of the FFA tractor restoration program.
As am I, Pete. Back when I was in high school, long time ago, I rebuilt a John Deere D that had been sitting out in the pasture, not being used, not running. And I'll never forget that experience. I learned a lot. Okay, then, high school kids, your chance to get into the spotlight with your restored tractor project. You can find Pete at machinerypete.com, on Twitter, and Facebook. Back after this.
For nearly two decades, NextEra Energy Resources has proudly partnered with Kansas to fuel economic growth. Today, the company is looking to continue that growth by developing the Irish Creek Wind Project in Marshall County. Irish Creek Wind Farm represents an opportunity to harness the natural American wind resource, improve local roads and schools, and help residents provide for their families. The project will have a positive impact on the local community by driving jobs, salaries, and business activity. Irish Creek Wind Farm means a big investment in Marshall County and a big boost to the local economy. To learn more about the Irish Creek Wind Project, visit www.irishcreekwind.com.
Farming America is a presentation of the Nexstar Media Group. I'm Steve Alexander.
Mid-America Network Sports, I'm Andy Hoosier. Well, game number two for spring training for the Kansas City Royals is under their belt, and they lost handily to the Houston Astros in game number two of that series with a final score of 15-6 last night. After the Astros kicked off innings one and two with a couple runs, the Royals came back into the game with three runs in the third inning, but it was consistent for the Astros thereafter with a total of 15 runs, 17 hits, and no errors. The Royals have one more spring training game against the St. Louis Cardinals this afternoon with first pitch at 3:05. After that, the regular season kicks off on Friday with a three-game series on the road in Cleveland against the Cleveland Indians. In other news, the MIAA sports season is starting a bit later this year, with competition for this fall sports starting now in late September.
I think it was one made with putting a plan in place that gives us the best hope to still try and have sports on our campuses this fall.
That was MIAA Commissioner Mike Racy on Cake News. Mid-America Network Sports.
Midwest Kia is out to make your summer a whole lot better during the Midwest Kia Summer Sales Event going on now. Over 400 vehicles to choose from. Get 0% APR financing for up to 72 months on new 2020 Kias. Get up to $8,000 off MSRP on select new Kias. And Midwest Kia is offering you up to $1,500 in trade-in assistance. Get $1,500 more. Plus, during the Midwest Kia Summer Sales Event, we want to buy your car. We'll buy your car. It's Midwest Kia's summer sales event going on now with up to $8,000 off new Kias. Your summer just got better at Midwest Kia and MidwestKia.com.
We want to see you in a Midwest Kia.
Offers on select models with pre-credits. Not all customers qualify. Trade must be year 2000 or newer. Limited term financing on Sportage, Sorento, Optima, Solex, Sierra, UK, and with 1333 for 1,000 finance. Example 2020 Sorento. Stock number K8540. MSRP 32805. Expired July 31st, 2020.
Baseball season may have been delayed for most of the country with Major League Baseball, but in the state of Kansas, it's still going to get underway as the NBC Baseball World Series is set to kick off in a couple weeks in two different locations, at X Stadium at Wichita State University and in Hutchinson this year.
Well, it's exciting because Hutchinson loves baseball. We have a great local fan base with the Hutch Monarchs.
That was Leanne Cox, the Vice President of Operations and Tourism for the Hutchinson Chamber of Commerce on Cake News. Amy Conkling, the Marketing and Development Director for Hutchinson Recreation, also talked about trying to adapt with safety measures and COVID-19 and prepare for a new baseball tournament in the community.
We are definitely professionals when it comes to the ability to adapt and think quick and be flexible. So obviously there's going to be some anxiety coming to event day, but once it gets here, we're just excited to work with NBC and our partners with Visit Hutch in the city of Hutchinson and get things going for baseball here in Hutchinson.
The tournament is set to kick off on August 3rd. Mid-America Network Sports.
It's 7:31 from KNDY. It's morning sunshine, 66. Not too bad today. Middle 80s again.
An eternal love story is being played out by Midsummer Wildflowers. That story today on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
No one plans to get sick or injured. But when life happens, it's important you and your family are protected. Kansas Farm Bureau health plans are there to provide continued health care coverage to meet your needs. Choose from a broad range of individual and family plans. And if you're over 65, we have options for you too. Learn more at kfbhealthplans.com. Or contact a Farm Bureau Financial Services agent near you.
You're a diabetic. You need supplies, but you don't want to visit the pharmacy. Call US Med for home delivery of your supplies. If you have diabetes and you're worried about going to a crowded pharmacy, pick up the phone in the safety and comfort of your home and let US Med deliver them to you with free shipping.
800-611-7121. 800-611-7121. That's 800-611-7121.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Wednesday, July 22nd, the 204th day of the year. Actress and singer Selena Gomez shares a birthday with comedian David Spade. Our almanac calendar indicates that black-eyed Susan is in bloom now. That's our cue to revisit the legend of Susan and her betrothed, Sweet William, and how the story is played out in summer fields and meadows. Black-eyed Susan is an old English poem about a girl in search of her true love, who is about to set sail on a long ocean voyage. Tell me, sailors, tell me true, she asks. Does my sweet William sail with you?
Colonists carried the legend to America, where they saw the romance dramatized in nature. And we still see it played out each year when Black-Eyed Susan and Sweet William come into bloom. And that is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more online anytime at almanac.com.
KNDY.
Everything in my sight. After 22 pounds, I took back my life. Now I'm pushing 50, tired of wasting my time. With or without you, I'm gonna be just fine. I walk alone, I'm on my own. I'm not afraid here anymore for you to walk out of that door. Some boundaries.